Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so very much. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. It is 3 p.m. Eastern and noon Pacific at the time of our live broadcast, which is also being archived. So you'll have an opportunity to hear it again and again if you want to replay it, or perhaps you'd like to share this episode of CUTV News Radio with family and friends and loved ones and colleagues and associates and neighbors. I think you're really going to enjoy this incredible episode that we do have here coming up. We are welcoming back somebody very, very special, a legend in the music industry, and somebody who really wears her heart and soul on her sleeve. She is somebody who is very passionate and empathetic and compassionate and creative and just a beautiful person inside and out. And I'm very excited that coming up in about a month, we'll be coming out to see her in California, in her environs, and it's going to be amazing. We are welcoming back to CUTV News Radio for part two, Buffy Ford Stewart, and she is a tremendous person. She's actually a real witness firsthand to rock and roll history. She's a singer of her own right. She has CDs that have been really, really beautifully produced and sung, and she has a new one out that we're going to be talking about in just a moment. We're actually going to play one of the songs from her new CD as well. Buffy Ford Stewart, as I mentioned, true witness to rock and roll history, the wife of the influential folk singer and songwriter John Stewart. She's recalled the day her husband wrote that classic Daydream Believer. Of course, millions of people around the world love that song, one of the Monkees' greatest hits and among the most enduring songs of the last 50 years. And Buffy has told us that when her husband wrote Daydream Believer, it was one of those songs that to him wasn't, you know, just one of those songs that really touches the heart and soul. And to him, it was an unproductive day at work. All he did was write one song. He said, gosh, all I did today was write this song called Daydream Believer. However, you just never know when a song is going to be that song. And what a song it is, of course. All the great songs are simple, with simple lyrics you can remember, according to Buffy. The whole world knows that song, too. And many others John penned. The whole audience can sing that particular song, Daydream Believer. The more simple a song is, the more people it can actually reach. And, of course, when songs have love and compassion and passion in them and unity and community, they are a hit and a home run. And this is really incredible because the new CD that Buffy Ford Stewart has out is tremendous. Got a chance to hear all of the songs, and each one, you know, you go from one to the next, and they're just phenomenal. Now, Buffy and her husband John shared a profound musical bond. He often referred to her as his muse. Their musical love affair lasted more than 50 years, of course, until he sadly passed away in 2008. And she remembers and honors her husband daily and fondly. The first song they sang together, the blend was so perfect, according to Buffy. People do miss their blend. She's continuing on with singing and writing and creating more beauty in her own life and in the world. And the new album that she has out, the new CD, is called Once Upon a Time. And some of the songs, like I said, she knocked it out of the park, and they will knock you out of your socks. I Will Always See You There, In the Name of Love, Some Kind of Love. I mean, just tremendous songs. We're very excited to welcome, live and direct from California, just north of beautiful San Francisco, the wonderful, the talented, the amazing Buffy Ford Stewart. Buffy, thank you so very much for joining us. I know you're very busy, you're writing, you're doing a lot of things, but thanks for taking time out of your busy, busy day to join me here on CU TV News Radio, and welcome back.
Well, thank you for such a beautiful introduction. My goodness. Thank you, Jim. It's wonderful to be back.
And it's all you. That's really you. you are an amazing person.
Thank you. My goodness.
Well, and you have a wonderful sense of humor, and I love that. And what I love, you know, as we've mentioned and it was discussed on the previous episode, is how you're carrying on your husband's legacy and honoring him and loving him and remembering fondly, and at the same time carved out your own niche and continuing that, and sharing music and sharing stories and sharing love with everybody. And that's something that, you know, is just within. That's something that you're born with. That's something that, you know, was a wonderful blend when you and John were together, but is something that is truly Buffy Ford Stewart. It's Buffy who is really wishing to and continuing to bring people together and to unite and to do it with compassion and empathy and love, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I just feel that John did it in his songwriting. He really lifted hearts and spirits up with his songwriting and his lyrics. And I feel that now in the world that we're living in, when so many are feeling so anxious and the world is so upside down, that, you know, as songwriters and writers, I think it's really important for all of us to really lift people up with writing and make them feel, you know, give them some hope. And so many feel so much despair right now. And I just want to do that. I try to do that. Sometimes it's hard because we all get lost in that. But, you know, I really feel that, you know, it's all about love. I mean, love makes the world go round, really. We're all born in love. And even the darkest heart, there is love there deep inside because we're all born in love and we're all born saints.
Absolutely.
And so even, you know, in gang mentality, if you take one of those guys out of that gang and set him apart, there's the sweetest heart there. And you never know what the story is behind those people who go to the dark side. You never know what it is, but behind all that, their love still lives. And so love does make the world go around. And so you never know what is going to hit them or change their consciousness with a song or a poem or a sentence or what somebody says. And, you know, I really do believe that prayer and meditation can change molecules and consciousness in the world. It does. It changes the molecules. And that's why monks, you know, stay in a cave and pray for the world, because it does change people's hearts and minds. And I'm a perfect example of that, because I was real sick once with my brain. I had brain surgery and I was paralyzed, and I had prayer coming from all over the world, and I felt my whole body. It was like a river of peace in my body that I felt that prayer, and it was just incredible. It changed everything, and I really felt a healing process happening just from the power of thought that travels. That's why it's so important to send good thoughts rather than hate thoughts. And so with songwriting, poetry, and everything, you know, Plato said, you know, the tyrant fears only the poet. And boy, is that, that ever true. And So with my new CD.
You definitely are. I was going to say, you do have nine lives, and you are the bionic woman with everything that you have endured and been through. And what I think is beautiful and amazing, Buffy, about your story, I mean, obviously, you know, you are a legend like John within the music industry and beloved by many and known and revered, but at the same time, in your own personal story, you've been very successful, a former dancer. I mean, you've accomplished so much on your own as well, and you were a phenomenally blended team, but you continue to rally on even through your own life's experiences. So you are sort of like a beacon in terms of wanting to share music, wanting to share love, wanting to share your writings and stories, but you're such a source of empowerment and encouragement, resilience, inspiration for others out there, not only touched by the music that you performed, you know, with John and of continuing his legacy of everything he left us, all the wonderful music, but creating your own, and also in telling your story, you are empowering so many other people who could be going through similar things, losses and illnesses and changes in life and reflection of the past, to a point where then they come across Buffy Ford Stewart and they hear her story and they hear her music and they see this love that you still have for John and love of life and people. You're changing their lives for the better on a daily basis.
I hope I am. You know, I hope that maybe I've been through all these things to give other people some faith and some hope, because I have been through, you know, I'm a cancer survivor 3 times, and I've had 3 brain surgeries, and I live with a lot of things. But, you know, the thing that gets me going is, you know, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I still breathe this air. And, you know, it changes you when you've recovered from all these things. Life is so precious, and all the things that you thought were so important aren't important anymore. And, you know, the love of family and friends and just breathing the air and listening to the birds sing and all the things that children look at, you know, all of a sudden you start looking at those things too, because you pass them by. We're so busy looking down instead of looking up. And, you know, when you're a survivor and I had a near-death experience actually with my brain surgery. And I actually saw the whole surgery. And, that was really an experience that I'll never forget, that I'm writing about in my book. I'm writing a book about my life before John, with John, and after John. And I'm telling the whole story. And it was really great, because when John got sick, you know, he died from Alzheimer's. And he didn't really die from Alzheimer's. He had it. And then he died from an aneurysm that pushed his brain to the side, and it was a very sudden death. It was really, I feel, a blessing that he was taken before he had to go through the horrors of the disease at the end, you know. But before that, he said, "Honey, I really want you to interview me and write a book about my life before I lose my memory." So I interviewed him every morning, and I had
a
list of questions. And so he gave me his whole life story. I have it on audio.
Yeah.
There's a guy who gave you. Oh, incredible. And so there's a movie that's going to be made on John. This guy in Australia, Russell Cunningham, is going to be doing a movie on John, and I'm writing this book. But also, we're doing a tribute CD on the Kingston Trio right now, and Fred Mullen, this incredible producer who has produced everybody, he's just an incredible producer, is going to be producing this. And right now, we're just looking for the rest of the funding. We have amazing artists who are going to be singing on this CD. We have Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles, and just many, many artists, Roseanne Cash, many, many wonderful, wonderful artists.
Oh, yeah. Top
and,
Yeah.
Yeah. And some big, big names that I'm not going to mention right now. But
So
we just need $50,000, and then we'll be ready to go. So we're just looking for the rest of the money. And it's really interesting how – yeah, absolutely. So if anybody out there wants to contribute, it's a tax write-off because it goes to the Kingston Trio Legacy Project – which Leslie Reynolds, my dear friend, the widow of Nick Reynolds, and I have been working on the legacy project of the Kingston Trio ever since our boys have been living in Stars. And, you know, we've had these traveling exhibits that have been traveling all over. It just left the Grammy Museum and is now going to be going into the Woody Guthrie Museum, and then traveling on to the Smithsonian, and hopefully some of the things will be going into the Kennedy Museum. That's my hope. So, and this legacy, it is. I mean, the Kingston Trio was the biggest group in the world, you know, before the Beatles came in. And people still sing those songs, and what a group they were.
They make you feel good.
The
harmonies were incredible, and the songs just are uplifting. They make you feel so good, right? We're missing a lot of that these days. We need more of that back.
We do.
Right.
Imagine, Jim, they sang around one mic in those days. I mean, music was a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, music has changed so much. So can we talk about my record?
you have, and again, you're a prolific singer and writer and creator and entrepreneur, and you have your new, which is very exciting because it's literally like hot off the presses, your new CD as well. What, before we play a song from it, what was your inspiration for the CD Once Upon a Time? And also, not only the inspiration for the song selection and your desire to want to create the CD, but also how did you come up with the title as well?
I came up with the title because I wrote the song Once Upon a Time, and it was about my life with John, how different it was, how simple it was. I mean, I feel like I'm an old-fashioned girl feeling lost in the spin of a digital world. And, you know, John and I, you know, we never carried around a phone. Life was simpler then. We had an answering machine at home. We actually talked on the phone to people. We hung out with each other. We gathered together and sang together. Now it's like everything is so separate. You know, we text each other. Half my friends don't even call me. It's all texting. I love the voice.
Yes.
And I miss those days when we would hang out, you know, after playing the troubadour, we would all hang out and go listen. I'll never forget when the Beatles, the White Album came out, and we had just performed at the troubadour. We went across the street. And we were hanging out with the Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. We were there with Henry Dilts and I think it was Linda Ronstadt and a lot of other friends hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And we put on White Album, and we were all listening to this record together. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, mainly because there are
nobody
no records. There's no Tower Records. There's no nobody
Hold
buys
on.
Records.
Yeah.
And
you and I talked about that. We had like a hour conversation off the air about how so much has changed and the way everything is so different.
It's true.
So,
and I was And, you know, and it really isn't anybody's fault. It's, you know whose fault it is? It's the Internet's fault because they have made it possible for people to have records be free. So it's one more thing that's free for people. So it's like, hey, we don't have to buy them. So,
yeah.
You know, we have to buy everything. People are struggling in so many ways that they think, wait,
yeah.
It's one more thing we don't have to buy. But the problem is it's hurting the artist, you know. It's hurting me. It's hurting many of my friends who, you know, we go in the studio, we write the song, and then we have to arrange it and go in the studio. And so, you know, we spend a lot of money on a CD, and if nobody buys it, I can't do another CD, that's for sure. This is it for me because I just can't afford it because I know unless somebody picks it up and does something in a film or a series.
There's two songs that I'm looking at a couple of options. Which song would you like to play? I see In the Name of Love and Some Kind of Love or I Will See You There. Which one would you love for people to hear? I Will See You There.
Well,
okay.
Well, the thing is,
I Will See You There
is such a personal song. Yeah.
Tell us about that before we hear it. Tell us a quick story behind that song.
Yeah, I wrote this song actually for my brother. My brother Mark, who lived with us after Johnny went to heaven. And he was like my Irish twin. He was born the day before me and a year after me. So a year younger and the day before me. I'm a leap year baby, but he was born on the 28th. And we were so close. And he died of lung cancer. And in my house with, you know, all the oxygen machines and it was the hardest death for me to watch besides my husband and on and on and on. But so I wrote this song. It just came out of me so quickly.
Yeah.
And it's this song touches so many people because so many people have lost people. Yeah. And a lot of people think it's about my husband, and it is about my husband too. So it's about my husband and my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here is Buffy Ford Stewart from her new CD, her new album, Once Upon a Time, with I Will Always See You There.
Knew how much I needed you. Now
Absolutely beautiful. That is I Will Always See You There, Buffy Ford Stewart, the new album, Once Upon a Time. Oh, you're very welcome. What a beautiful, touching, and moving song. Your voice is, you know, angelic. It is gorgeous. And the texture, quality, the sound of your voice, you can hear just total heart and soul and life within the sound of your voice, Buffy. It is as gorgeous as today as it was yesterday. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I encourage folks to go to Buffy's website. You can learn more about her incredible life, which is a tremendous life well lived, by going to www.buffy, that's Buffy, Ford, Ford, Stewart, Stewart.com. Buffy Ford Stewart. .com. The album, is it available elsewhere too, Amazon, other places too, or should they go right to your website?
It's available CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and also Global Recording Artists, his website, Global Recording Artists.
Wonderful.
And yeah, so it's available everywhere, and I hope that people will buy the whole CD. That would be wonderful. Instead of downloading it.
Right, exactly.
That would be great.
A lot of beautiful songs. Songs of meaning and songs of heart are on there as well. Well, Buffy,
and there are
knew this half
John
hour.
Like, here. Yeah, I wanted to let you know that there are some John Stewart songs on here that I recorded too. I always do. So how could I not?
Absolutely. That's right. Well, Buffy, I look forward to seeing you in August in person for our TV video interview. That's going to be an honor and a privilege as well. I can't wait for that in late August.
I know.
And I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the show here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's
I
always
hope you enjoyed it.
To talk to you. I did. I always have fun talking to you. You're so easy and fun. I feel like we're great friends.
Right. We certainly are. Absolutely. You enjoy the rest of your day. Have a beautiful weekend. And thanks for joining us today, Buffy. And we will see you soon in person.
Thank you,
okay?
Jim. Have fun tonight. Yeah. Okay. I look forward
yes,
to
it. Yes, I sure will.
Thank you to everybody.
Thank you.
I love
you. We love you too, Buffy. Buffy Ford Stewart. Isn't she amazing? A legend and just a beautiful person inside and out. For all of us here at CU TV News, I am Jim Masters. We thank you so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll be meeting Buffy in August for a TV video interview as well. Look out for that. But for all of us here at CU TV News Radio, we wish you a beautiful day and a terrific weekend. I'm Jim Masters. Bye for now.